This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No matter where you are in this country, you tune into college football, you won't hear a more distinct or a better voice calling the games. The voice of the Nittany Lions joins us, Steve Jones, right here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning to you, Steve. How's everything?
Hey, Colin, how have you been?
I've been absolutely great. And you got to get used to, here's how they'll say it when they visit this week. Auburn. Auburn. That's how they say it. But you do. The Penn State Nittany Lions play Auburn this weekend. Is the James Franklin stuff at all with USC a distraction? Is it something that's on the back burner? Is it something that's talked about up there? Give me the landscape of what's happening with that job situation.
Well, everybody's talking about it because it's being brought up all over the place. He has talked to his players about it. He started with his leadership council, then he talked to his team. He's talked to his coaching staff about it, and he's talked to his recruits about it. So that's the way he's decided to go about it. So they have a pretty good idea of where everything stands with that. The distraction is obviously still in a player press conference. A player gets asked about it. In a situation like this, I'm the play-by-play announcer. I get asked about it. Yeah. And then and you do have to then answer the question. There'll be recruits that will be contacted by reporters. They'll get asked about it. That's where the distraction comes in. In terms of the practice part of it, Colin, it has really not affected anything. I mean, they've gone out, gone to work. It's been all business all week. All the other stuff was probably taken care of quickly in meetings, and then he moves on from there. It's a great compliment, obviously to him and to the program as to what he's done, that every time something comes up, everybody wants him. All right. But after that point, I mean, you got to go and play the game this week, and he knows it's a critical game for him.
Are you on board, Steve, with his reasoning last night that he gave to Audrey Snyder at his post-practice media meeting that – He hasn't explicitly said no because, well, he's going to get skewered for whatever he says either way. And will you ask him about, I know you talk to him every week, and tonight at 6 o'clock is your show with him. Will you just ask James if he'll give a blanket no to any interest from USC?
Well, I think, I talked to him yesterday, as a matter of fact. I think it's just one of those, I think he has to handle it the way he wants to handle it because it's his life and it's his family's livelihood as well. So he needs to handle it the best way he thinks that he needs to. I think all of us have to make individual decisions on that. It's a fan show tonight. I would guess that one of the fans will just stand up and just ask him about it. But at some point, we got to talk about the game and things like that. That's it, in general the way we go about it. I mean, but they'll be right out of the gate. There'll be a fan that'll ask him about it. And so we'll see what he says. But do I agree with him? He's got to handle it the way he wants. It's his own life. It's his own personal life. And he's got his own program that he's trying to obviously keep going here. He's got a great recruiting class right now for 2022. They think it has a chance to be better in 2023. So he's got a real foundation set here. Now it depends on, moving forward.
Steve Jones joining us here, voice of the Nittany Lions. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. In watching some Penn State this year, the thing that jumps out at me that I haven't seen this element, I don't think, from Penn State in a little while. 9, 25, 1, and 16. I see a defensive backfield, a couple local kids, where I say, yeah, I didn't think they'd be this good. Those guys are really damn good, Steve.
And this goes back to when Colin and Chris and I, the three of us, were talking, I think, back in July, and you asked me what the best part of the football team could be, and I said it would be the secondary. So Joey Porter Jr. is somebody. You look at what a Joey Porter Jr., Tariq Castro Fields, Jair Brown, and Jaquan Brisker all have in common. They're all big, lengthy defensive backs. Now, Daquan Hardy, the nickel, is not, and yet he brings great speed to the table. Brisker is a major league player, Pittsburgh kid, big-time player. I mean, I'm talking like high draft pick, 4'3", 40 guy with football instinct. The interception he makes against Wisconsin, he reads the running back Garendo, that you can tell Garendo is physically going to have to pick up the blitz. As soon as he sees that, he took one step forward, he's picking the blitz, he backed up into a passing lane. Yeah, into a passing lane, and he picked it off. That's the kind of football smarts he brings to the table. He and Brown work well together. They were at Lackawanna Junior College together. But it's the length and the athleticism of Castro, Fields, and Porter that makes such a difference. There are times now where they could play man on the outside and turn the other nine guys loose. But they're also smart enough in certain situations and in certain parts of the field where you don't expect it, like around the goal line, where they play zone. Most teams play man around the goal line. Sometimes Penn State's played zone, and that really messes a quarterback up.
Is this offense, Steve, closer to what we saw, and I know it was Ball State, but closer to what we saw last weekend, almost 500 yards of total offense, closer to what we saw in the opener against Wisconsin? Where are they on that spectrum in between those two polar opposites?
Yeah, well, actually, it's just really the first two quarters of the Wisconsin game. After that, Chris, it's been six quarters of that because they had 254 yards in the second half of the Wisconsin game, which translates to 508. So if you play a full game of it, the last six quarters have been pretty much the same. What I like about the offense to this point is that when they do decide to go tempo, they're very good at it. They don't get, it's the old saying, look, be quick, but don't hurry. Well, they're quick, and they do it in such a way where they're under control of what they're doing, but they've got the defense on the run. And because they're in tempo, they're not changing personnel. And because they're not changing personnel, that means the defense can't change personnel. And Sean Clifford's had a really good feel. And this goes back to the spring, to be honest with you guys. When they ran tempo in the spring, you could tell right away they had something going with that. And they've also developed, obviously, in the last six quarters, a better running attack, and they really need that going forward.
We're on Twitter. Follow us there, 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Steve Jones joining us, voice of the Nittany Lions. Chris and I were talking about this off the air. Penn State and Auburn, great game to schedule. You schedule a big-time SEC opponent. It's so weird, though, Steve, and how far out you have to schedule these games that you don't know. Like, Auburn could be a team coming off a 5-6 season. They could have been in the national championship game. It's just such a guessing game when you schedule a big-time opponent. You don't know what they're going to be.
Exactly. That's a great point. And I'll give you a great example. 2008, Penn State had an excellent team. Won the Big Ten championship, went to the Rose Bowl. The non-conference schedule, which had been done years in advance, the primary non-conference opponent that year was Syracuse. They're like, Syracuse, except when they scheduled Syracuse, Paul Pasqualoni was the coach, and they got through a series of 10-win seasons. It was a really good opponent to put on there. Well, by the time they got to Syracuse, they looked around and went, oh, man, we need to do something. And they had Arkansas State on the schedule. Well, they got a hold of Mike Riley in Oregon State, and they said, hey, we'll get rid of Arkansas State here. Can you come? I need to beef my schedule up. Which they did, and Oregon State did come in. And Oregon State actually went to the last weekend of the season before USC finally beat them out for the Pac-12 title. But that's the problem you run into. Now let's flip it to the other side. You schedule Central Florida, and you think Central Florida is going to be fine. And all of a sudden you get there, Blake Bortles is the quarterback. Really? Talk about luck.
Steve, the whiteout effect and what it does to opponents is one thing, but there are a handful of starters on both, between both sides of the ball that are sophomores. And so last year they played in front of literally nobody, and this will be, they've gone to Madison, they played at Wisconsin, and they got last week, but will they, can it all, I don't want to say it be a negative aspect, but the first time you go out there in front of that many people in that environment, you still have butterflies. I don't care who you are.
You have to get energy from them, but play for your teammates. Okay? Instead of going out there and trying to play to the crowd and things like that, you have to draw from the crowd, but play for your team. And that's exactly what they have to do. I think because they did play last week, I think it gets that part out of it. It's more so for the Auburn side. And it has nothing to do with the Auburn's going to go, oh, it's a whiteout, they're going to be blown away. But no, okay, they play at Tiger Stadium, they play at Texas A&M, they play at Alabama, obviously. And Alabama and Texas A&M have 100,000-seat stadiums. Here's the big difference. Auburn hasn't had to do this in 22 months. They haven't had to go into a hostile environment in 22 months. And, you know, and there are a lot of Auburn players that have never played a true road game before. That's going to be a big part of it as well. So their communication on the field is going to be interesting to see as to how they handle it, because that's a long period of time to not do something like this. And I think it's something that, especially early in the game, if they handle it, they handle it. I mean, they're not going to be intimidated by it. There's not a question of intimidation, not in the least. It's just a question of handling something. We sit back and go, holy mackerel, we haven't done this in a long time.
Last thing for you. I think at the end of last week's game, when Roberson got in the football game, you saw the disparity. He was good, but you saw the disparity in talent between Clifford and Roberson right now. But you also wonder what the disparity with the top-end talents in the Big Ten and Clifford is. I mean, quite frankly, at the end of the season, when you get down to three of their last four games, is Clifford good enough to lead Penn State to wins when he needs to at the end of the season?
Well, I think you found out against Wisconsin he is. You're going to find out more Saturday night. By the time you get to those last games of the season, there'll be a body of work that'll answer that.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Sean, and I broke the numbers down, the last six games he has started, he has 7 touchdowns, 1 interception, Penn State 6-0. You go back to 2019 when he started 12 games, didn't start the Rutgers game. You know, and you look how the numbers broke out there. He ends up now in a span of 17 games. Now, the first 4 games of last year, we all know, not good, right? I mean,
absolutely.
He'll be the first night. Not good. But the other 17 games he has started, right? The 12, the 4, and the 2. Okay? So I guess it's 18 games. The 18 games he has now started since then. He's 16-2 with 30 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That's a big body of work. And I think that tells you in some ways that he's more that quarterback than what people think.
Steve Jones, the best. Steve, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Anything we need Penn State-wise, we'll be sure to give you a ring. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Colin, Chris, always great to be with you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve is just – I'll tell you, I say this all the time when we have Steve on. If you take the vortex of what people consider the local college football mm-hmm. teams, if you will, we are so blessed and lucky to have the voices that call those three teams.
Oh, yeah.
Billy is iconic here in uh-huh. Western Pennsylvania with Pitt. Tony Caridi calls yep. as good a game as anybody in this country, even on the national level, as does Steve Jones. You listen to those three broadcasts, and we are it's like it's college football.
People talk all the time about how they turn on the radio and listen to the play-by-play and turn down the TV. With the local college guys,
I agree.
That's legitimately an option, and you feel like you're getting better stuff than you would from the network announcers.
And I'm not saying that to blow smoke. If you're a Pitt fan, you turn on a Penn State broadcast, you hear Steve, it's so professionally done. You're a Penn State fan, you turn on the West Virginia broadcast, Tony Caridi mm-hmm. is lights out. You do it with those other two, and you turn on the Pitt broadcast, and you're like, that's Bill Hillgrove. He's been doing it since forever.
Right.
Like, this guy's an icon. We're lucky as consumers, as sports consumers, to have those three teams calling the action for the three local, if you will, football teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.